And what do you call them? Ghouls?
I call them ghouls, you know, that's what they call them in England. They call them ghouls. I don't know why people would do things like that. I just don't understand it. It's something that you don't understand.
What about a house that people are scared to go in?
A haunted house. They think spooks are in there.
Do you ever hear any of those around here?
Oh, they used to tell about some places being haunted. I don't know that I've ever gone to any. I've seen old vacant houses that they'd say they were haunted.
You might tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting
colder.
Or it's just getting a little
cool.
What else could you say?
It's getting colder. I don't know what it is.
You know, sometimes in the morning, say in the fall, if you go outside.
Might say it's getting chilly.
Okay. And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but
I'd rather stay at home.
And if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, what might you say when you saw him? You say, I'm what to see you.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you.
Would you ever say you're proud to see him?
Well, that term could be used. But I... it isn't used much nowadays, I don't think.
You don't hear people say?
Proud very much in that way.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone had about 500 acres of land, you said he had a what of land?
Well, I don't know whether you'd say you had a farm or a plantation.
Well, do you ever say you had a right smart of land? Do you ever use that?
Some people say a parcel.
Uh-huh. How much?
But that's an old-time expression. I don't think people use those words much anymore. Had a parcel. Some of them pronounce it one way, parcel, and some say parcel, and some say...
What about right smart? Do you ever hear that?
Yes, sometimes they might say you had right smart piece of land.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think they use it much anymore. That's kind of obsolete, you might say, I guess.
Say if someone had, if you agreed with someone had said something, you agreed with it, and you wanted to show that you agree very enthusiastically, and you agree wholeheartedly, what might you say instead of just saying yes?
I don't know.
Do you ever say certainly, or of course, or for sure, or anything like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Might say.
What would you probably say?
I really don't know what I'd say. Frankly, I don't.
And did you ever say ma'am or sir to people?
Yes.
How would you say that?
Say yes, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Do you still say it now?
Often.
To who?
People who are older than I am.
And
sometimes to people that are my same age, just for greens.
If someone intensely disliked to go someplace, you'd say he what hated that place. He
he despised to go there. He just hated to go there. Why?
He purely hated, or he plumb hated that place, or finally hated.
Little boys might say that. I don't think he'd say it ordinarily.